Baltimore County Police Department investigated 23 homicides in 2012. This represents a nearly 21% decrease from the previous five-year average. And the average in Baltimore County is around 29 homicides per year. What's also very significant is the case clearance rate. Certainly, Baltimore County's average homicide case clearance rate is around 90%. So we really feel as though we've got the most talented folks working in this area, investigating these very serious crimes. But it's a larger issue of county government participating in the investigation of not just homicides, but many crimes, everything from our budget people, the folks to keep our cars on the road, to allow us to dedicate these resources toward the problem.
Chief, what can you tell us about these cases? We know in the city, Commissioner Batts was talking about his murder rate being up because of gang violence and gang-on-gang murders. What are you seeing in the county?
Well, in Baltimore County, we see most of these homicides as domestic-related. Certainly, in our case in 2012, 12 of the victims were killed in domestic-related crimes, and we've done a lot in the county to try to address this area over the last several years. Three were killed by acquaintances, and three were killed in drug-related crimes as well.
So with the clearance rate and knowing kind of like where these murders fit into what categories, what makes it so difficult to clear and to find a person and make an arrest in these cases? Is it domestic? Obviously, you might know who's involved. Is it the drug-related ones, Chief, or can you even say?
Well, it's a larger issue. It's not just the police department. You have to take a look at how you're using your overall resources. Again, it is a multiple amount of factors that go into play in investigating these crimes. And every part of county government plays a role. Technology, for example, was huge this year and helped us clear these cases. The state attorney's office in Baltimore County, under leadership of Scott Schellenberger, these are all spokes in the wheel that help reduce crime and particularly homicides, and we've had great success over many years. We're very proud of this case clearance rate. When you look at the national average being 64% in Baltimore County consistently is around the 90% mark. We're very proud of that.
What are the challenges, though, as you move forward to keep this number at the level that it is?
Well, Baltimore County Social Services and the Health Department are working very closely with the Police Department, constantly looking at domestic-related homicides. And obviously, that's an area we need to and we have focused on. And certainly under the leadership of County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, this is an area that's very, very critical to him. And you know, he's focused on it as well. And we really feel as though reducing homicide rates, frankly, down to 1980 lows. In fact, the last 5 years, if you look at trends in the county, the last 5 years, the lowest five-year period that we've had since 1981, over 30 years ago.